This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
It was nice, beautiful breeze. Now it wasn't windy. But alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in the effort of Rabbil Alameen. On your behalf, I would like to thank actually all the brothers and the sisters from the program committee, all the volunteers who put this together and made it possible, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, so that you guys have an early Ramadan and Eid shopping spree, so you could use your time wisely in Ramadan, inshallah ta'ala. So stop shopping for after that, inshallah azzawajal. Are we clear, jama'ah? Okay, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Yeah, especially you. طيب, another thing I want to remind you, inshallah, starting tomorrow, binillah, since the daylight saving begins, binillah, therefore, we are going to move the timing 1 hour ahead. Fajr starting tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. Fajr is going to be at 6:45. Again, Fajr starts at 6:45. Dhuhr will become at 1:45. Asr at 5:30. Maghrib at sunset, I hope so. And Isha, obviously Ramadan is going to be 10 minutes iqama after the sunset, inshallah. And Isha starting tomorrow will be at 9 p.m. And tomorrow is a special night. Why so, ya jama'ah? It's the beginning of Ramadan, mashallah. If I have chocolate, I would have given you. Sorry, I don't have chocolate now. Tomorrow is the first night, inshallah, ta'ala, of the month of Ramadan, and the first night for the Taraweeh. So we expect, of course, people to come, inshallah, in big numbers. I would love to request my dear brothers and sisters, the neighbors of Valley Ranch Islamic Center, if you guys can walk to the masjid, please save us a parking spot and just walk. And if you can carpool your neighbors living maybe in Mercer's Crossing or living maybe across the Riverside Road area, any area that we are guys are neighbors, if you guys can carpool together, that would be great. Even if you live close to VRC North and your group of people, alhamdulillah, who would like to come together, please carpool as many people as you can together so we save as many spots as we can. Alhamdulillah, we have plenty. But still, you know how it happens over here. People still park on the side of the road as far as the Valley Ranch Parkway Road as well too. So that's actually, you know, kind of like plenty of space. But still, we need to everybody to be safe, inshallah. If you guys can regulate that, inshallah, it would be amazing. Binillahi Azza wa Jal. Now, I want to mention a few things since tomorrow is going to be our first night for the Taraweeh, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. On that night, I just received a message from Sheikh Omar, inshallah ta'ala, that it's going to be a very, very special night. It's special already being Ramadan. But I don't know if you guys know that, but subhanAllah, every Ramadan, if you remember last year, there was something special last year in Ramadan. Who remembers the last, what happened that night? Huh? No, not post-COVID, man. It's not about COVID anymore. But we had something special. What happened? Shahadas. We had about 2-3 shahadas in the first night of Ramadan. Subhanallah. Tomorrow we have a special event for you. So, well, I'm not going to give any more information, but you're going to have to be here to witness it, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now, coming to the Taraweeh. Taraweeh, inshallah, that's going to be after Salat al-Isha, obviously. And we want to make sure that you guys have the best experience we can. Obviously, we're human beings. We're going to be perfect, but we try our best to do things with ihsan, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. We ask all of you to participate in making this experience wonderful to each and every one of you who comes to this place. So please, please keep in mind the courtesy mindset, inshallah, knowing that, you know what, there will be a lot of people who will come to the first time in the Valley Ranch, first time in Ramadan. In a long time, they haven't been to the masjid, so they're going to come back again, inshallah, ta'ala. So there will be a lot of people, and they would like to see a good experience, inshallah ta'ala. We ask each and every one of you to keep that in mind, to keep the experience beautiful for everybody, inshallah ta'ala. Our volunteers, our security team, they're going to be doing everything in their power to facilitate the best experience for you. They also need you to listen to what they tell you. Because the rules have been set there for a reason. If you don't like anything, you don't have to argue with the volunteers or with the security team. Simply just go, inshallah ta'ala, send an email. We will take that feedback, inshallah ta'ala, review it and see what we can do about that. But I just don't want you to take your case with the volunteers because they're there to facilitate the best experience for you, inshallah ta'ala, for your community, at large, not just for you and your family only. So please take that into consideration. As we come to the masjid, inshallah ta'ala, it's going to be a congregational prayer. And since a congregational prayer, the Prophet ﷺ always recommended during these big gatherings that you come in the best way, which means hygiene. You take your shower, refreshing yourself. Your clothes, alhamdulillah, you know, not from coming from work or coming from your cooking spree. Whatever. Basically, make sure to come in the best way possible, inshallah ta'ala. Making sure, again, that the experience for everybody is nice, inshallah azza wa jal. If you bring children with you, now I don't know about the child accommodation. Is it open or it's not going to be for this year? Based on the surveys we had from last year, there won't be actually child care for this year. So it's going to be the responsibility of the parents to take care of the children. And if you bring kids with you who are not going to be sitting next to you or standing next to you in salah, please make sure that they are actually in a safe area, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. During the Taraweeh, our program as usual, inshallah, azza wa jal, after Salat al-Isha, we will have the Sunnah prayed, and then we pray the first 8 rak'ah, inshallah, azza wa jal. After that, we will have our regular khatira that we used to do every year. So there will be about 10 minutes khatira, inshallah, after the 8 rak'ah, alternating between myself and Sheikh Omar, inshallah, azza wa jal. And then this will continue. For those who would like to stay for the remaining salah of the Taraweeh, they can, inshallah, azza wa jal. Bidnillahi ta'ala, until the last 10 nights of Ramadan, we will also add our late night programming, which starts at 1 a.m., the late night khatira between myself and Sheikh Omar combined. And then, inshallah, azza wa jal, at 3 a.m., we will have our tahajjud. We have, alhamdulillah, beautiful list of qaris who are going to be leading us in tahajjud every night, inshallah, azza wa jal. And then we will have the suhoor afterwards on Salat al-Fajr, bidnillahi tabaraka wa ta'ala. We ask from you, when you come for the Taraweeh, inshallah, azza wa jal, to stay safe and also make sure to take into consideration the parking issue. So if you come a little bit late, that means you're probably going to maybe miss Isha. So make sure to calculate the time of arrival accordingly, inshallah, azza wa jal. And as you all know, the masjid has specific capacity. Once that capacity is fulfilled, then whoever comes after is going to have to pray outside. Maybe the first couple of nights, we might not have the tent ready for you. But hopefully, inshallah, working on something, bidnillahi azza wa jal, during this year. And alhamdulillah, it's a good problem. It's a good problem. Meaning, we're running out of space. And that's why the expansion that we're working on, alhamdulillah, the new VRC project, which is going to start, inshallah, very soon, bidnillahi azza wa jal, the groundbreaking in March, inshallah, which is this month, as a matter of fact, in about a few days, inshallah, azza wa jal, to start our new project. We will add the gym, more classrooms, more space for prayer, inshallah, and expansion for activities, the youth lounges, the cafe, inshallah, azza wa jal. We need your support, and we need to make this happen as quick as possible because we can't really afford keep waiting until the building is ready for people to start coming back again for the Taraweeh. The project's supposed to take 2 years if you guys help us out, inshallah ta'ala, with the funding of this project. And we want to do this as quick as possible. So far, it actually is going to cost 10.7, inshallah. Let's round up to 11 million, inshallah, azza wa jal. And we're very confident that this community, mashallah, is generous, is visionary, that believe that this is, inshallah, that something we can do, binillahi tabaraka wa ta'ala. Looking forward for your support generously, inshallah, ta'ala. We don't want the project to stop as we start the building. We need your support, inshallah, ta'ala, from yesterday, not even from tonight. So, inshallah, azza wa jal, hopefully within 2 years, this place will be ready to accommodate for more people to come, inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Once again, I want you to be prepared for the first night tomorrow, inshallah, azza wa jal. Taqabbal Allahu minna minkum. Ramadan Mubarak to all of you and your families. May Allah bless you, bless your families, bless your time and your effort, ya Rabbil Alameen. Fajr Salat tomorrow is going to be at 6:45, inshallah, ta'ala. Isha at 9 p.m. and Taraweeh will follow after that. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Please enjoy your shopping spree afterwards, inshallah ta'ala. Oh, one more thing, Bajama'am. When people come for Taraweeh, inshallah, there will be some reserved spots assigned by the administration for reasons. So this is whether for in the men's section or the women's section. It's for an important reason, of course, for the Hafad, for their families, and so on. But please, please, anybody else, no reservation. Don't reserve a spot next to you because, wallahi, my cousin is going to come, inshallah ta'ala, in 2 hours. Right? Or something like that. No, please, whoever comes first, take that spot, inshallah ta'ala.